meet Darshan Singh Sahni, who runs a restaurant serving Indian food in Tehran, a favorite among locals and foreigners. The richness of the aroma, delight for the taste buds, coming up is a gourmet's delight. And no, this is no high-profile kitchen in Punjab. We're 1,000 miles away from home in Iranian capital, Tehran. Founder of this, amongst the most popular Indian restaurants in Iran, Darshan Singh Sahni, oversees every detail, looking to enhance that Indian flavor in every recipe and preparation.
I do recall those days when I made the big grand opening and there was a big queue standing outside there. It was on Friday, 1970, yes. And from that day, I thought maybe the people they are dying for Indian food. And lately, I've discovered now they're not dying for Indian food. They die for Indian culture. Also, they love Indian culture. They love Indian food, the Indian dresses. Overall, they feel quite at home with the Indian people. And similarly, vice versa, we also feel quite at home with the Iranians.
The tandoori chicken, shami kebab, murgh masalam, even the stuffed naan or cooked bread, the color, the aroma, and ultimately the taste thrills the senses all the way. Cooked by expert chefs who themselves belong to India, the cuisine, which is rich in spicy Indian flavor, has eaters licking their fingers. Locals as well as foreigners come to the Safir looking for that change for palate. From the Iranian local to the Sardarji looking for the spice and the flavor of home to the American as well as the European, the Safir has been a favorite.
A lot of people in the Pakistan, they come here, they visit my restaurant, they tell me where you come from, that they also feel very excited. So why don't you come to Pakistan? I say, I love to go there. Even my children, they love to go there. They want to see my best places. And I say, what can we bring for you? I said, I became emotional. I said, bring a glass of water from that place and some smile from there. And I think that's enough for me.
At home too, the Sahnis live a basically Indian lifestyle. Success in business over the past 3 decades brought prosperity, but they never lost sight of their roots. Their sons live in the United States. Singh says he is happy here in Iran, where the Indian community has built up a good reputation.
We have a temple here, we have Gurdwara here, we enjoy the best operation in trading community, we do very successful business. Well, if there are any legal problems, social problems, any business problems, that's beyond our control. But otherwise, being as a community, Indian community, still we believe, I still strongly believe in that. We, out of all the rest of the foreign communities, we enjoy the best reputation in the country.
Tehran has a large Indian community, mostly businessmen, who settled here after the partition of India in 1947. As representatives of India in Iran, folks like Darshan Singh Sahni contribute immensely to strengthening of relations between the two ancient civilizations. Poonam Dagar, ANI.